Hey everyone, welcome back. We're
Work.
diving into something super relevant today, workplace communication overload.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some really interesting reports and analyses to dig into, even a new platform that's shaking things up a bit.
Oh, interesting.
So buckle up because we're going to rethink how we talk to each other at work.
It's funny, we kind of take workplace communication for granted, you know?
Right.
But the numbers paint a pretty clear picture. Miscommunication, it's a huge problem.
Yeah, and it's not just like, oh, I sent an email to the wrong person. This is bigger.
Exactly. This is about hitting those business goals.
This Economist Intelligence Unit report, it's saying over half of employees, they're more stressed because of bad communication.
Wow.
And 44%, almost half, they've missed deadlines for the same reason.
I can see that happening, yeah.
Have you ever been stuck waiting for some crucial info or a project goes sideways because someone totally misread an email? Happens all the time.
All the time. And that costs companies big time.
Yeah.
But it's more than just the money, right? There's a human cost too.
Absolutely.
That Gallup report, the 2021 one, it found only a third of employees actually feel engaged at work.
Wow, only a third.
When you're constantly battling miscommunication, you know, trying to get your point across,
yeah,
it's no wonder people feel disconnected and burnt out.
It's exhausting. And the crazy thing is we're swimming in communication tools, Slack, Teams, email.
Right.
Like, we are drowning in messages, but still failing to actually connect.
Yeah, yeah.
So are these tools part of the problem? Let's talk about that.
It's like we love having the newest phone, but then it's like, oh, my battery's dead again.
Totally. We're supposed to be more connected than ever.
Right.
But instead, it's like we're just buried in messages, you know?
Yeah.
Some days I feel like I'm spending, like, all day just managing Slack, not even doing my actual work.
Exactly. And that's the thing, right? These tools were supposed to make communication easier.
Right.
But it's almost like they've made it harder to really connect and understand each other.
Yeah.
Think about email. That Adobe study said we spend like a third of our work lives just dealing with email.
A third of our lives. It's crazy. And don't even get me started on misinterpretations.
Mm-hmm.
I had this whole project. It got delayed because a client, I don't know, they thought an email sounded rude, and it's just a nightmare.
Yeah, it just highlights the whole, like, limitation of text, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we lose the nuance, the tone, all of that. And those little misunderstandings, they have a ripple effect. Suddenly deadlines are messed up, morale is down, you know?
Yeah, totally. And what about people who aren't, you know, great writers?
Yeah.
What about people who learn better by listening? Are we kind of leaving them behind?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Communication isn't one size fits all, right? And that's where this whole idea of bringing more voice into our workday gets really interesting.
Okay, so let's talk about SoundBranch. This platform, it's getting a lot of buzz for its whole like voice note approach. So what's the deal with that?
So SoundBranch, they're kind of betting on the power of the human voice, like cutting through all the digital noise.
Okay.
They're saying, move away from all the text and embrace audio, use voice notes to share information, ideas, all of it.
So instead of sending an email, you send a voice note. Huh. It sounds almost too simple. Tell me more. So we're ditching typing, going back to like cave drawings, but with our voices?
Well, not quite cave drawings, but think about it. We evolved speaking, not typing.
Right.
We speak way faster and we remember things better when we hear them. It's like, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Totally.
You can't get that from an email.
Yeah. I had this whole email chain, went back and forth for days, and it was just one sentence misunderstood. A voice note it would have solved in like 2 minutes.
Exactly. And it's more than efficiency, right? It's about that human connection.
Okay.
You hear the excitement, the passion, it's different.
So it's bringing back that human element. Okay, I'm seeing the appeal, but what about the downsides? Like, isn't it harder to search through voice notes if I need to find that one detail from a month ago?
That's fair. And SoundBranch knows that. They're working on making search better. But honestly, how often do you really need to dig back through months of emails?
Good point.
Sometimes a quick voice note, it just eliminates all that record keeping anyway.
So it's about using the right tool at the right time, not like everything becomes a voice note.
Exactly. And it's a mindset shift for all of us. Be mindful, avoid overload, And make sure it's accessible, right? Transcripts for anyone who needs them.
Right. Inclusivity is key.
Exactly. This isn't just a tech thing. It's about creating a workplace where everyone feels heard, no matter how they communicate best.
Now that is exciting. This has been really eye-opening. Makes you think about how we can all communicate better.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, it's not about rules. It's about genuinely connecting with each other.
So well said. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive, but we want to hear from you. How are you handling communication overload at work? Try voice notes. Head over to our website. Let us know. Until next time, and keep those conversations flowing. And remember, sometimes the most powerful tool we have is our own voice.